Hello, Robbie.
Morning. Top of the morning to you.
Now, are you dropping the kids off or emptying the dishwasher?
No. Just a little fella never finishes his Milo cereal, so I always like to finish it off.
Yeah, shove some more sugar into him. That's fantastic.
Yeah, you've got to get ready for the gym, you know.
Mate.
How many P's?
Six.
Six. Performance.
Perfect. Practice prevents.
Yeah, that's something like that.
83,222, a record crowd for the EPL. Arsene Wenger under pressure. Tottenham defeating Arsenal 1-0 at that game. Matty Ryan saves a great penalty.
Yeah.
Looks to be in good form, and that was a 1-1 draw with Stoke.
Yeah, it was a great save. He chose the right way, but the guy sort of hit it central, and he managed to get his left arm back, and it was a wonderful save from Charlie Adam. Which was not good news for Stoke, but great news for Brighton, who picked up a point. And, wow, what a crowd. This is the thing, moving to big stadiums. Tottenham, of course, from their fans, you know, a lot about leaving White Hart Lane. Arsenal were the same when they left Highbury, you know, those traditional grounds that obviously were fantastic and created great atmosphere. I played in all of them. But these grounds, you know, for the big clubs paying the big money, it's more people, it's revenue, and amazing crowds. Tottenham, Arsenal, the North London Derby, you know, nearly 84,000 fans. It's extraordinary, and it's only going to be the same for years to come. But the big news this morning, I guess, is Huddersfield winning 4-1. Great win for them, but Aaron Moy stretched it off with a cut to his left knee. I've just seen updates on it, and they're saying it's not ligament damage, so that is great news. Because, you know, if you're looking at ligaments, you probably will quite possibly thinking World Cup over. World Cup for Aaron Moy, but, you know, hopefully the cut's not too bad. Obviously, it is not great because he's had to be stretched off, but if it's just a cut, he's had stitches, hopefully he'll be okay.
He's out.
Sorry?
He's out. Him and Timmy are our best players, aren't they?
Well, of course. Well, Timmy, yes and no. I mean, Timmy's our greatest player.
Well, you know what I mean. Well,
know what you mean. He's the only one that can score those things that, you know, so go in the onion bag, gold. But, you know, Timmy's not getting any younger. You know, he's 38, and, you know, we can't be relying on, I know Van Marwijk won't be relying on him for the World Cup. That's not to say we won't need him. We won't play a part. Of course he will. You would think. But Aaron Moy, without a doubt, you know, one of our, well, probably our top player.
Yeah.
We don't have other players playing at that level.
No, that's right.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's a big thing. And he was having a great game before getting this injury in a clash. It was knee on knee, so it's obviously opened up his knee, but he'd set up two goals before that.
Okay.
He's back in the side, of course, because he'd been left out in a couple of the recent games.
Yeah.
So it's a shame for him personally, but, you know, for the Socceroos, we need that cut to mend very quickly.
Interesting you make mention of Wembley and the crowd there, because we were talking about AFC Bournemouth, whose home ground holds 11,500 people playing in the EPL, but it goes with the stadium debate too. Over at Optus Stadium in Perth, we've now got the Perth Glory taking on Chelsea in July. Now, that's going to be huge, Robbie.
That will be huge. And, you know, a chance for Chelsea fans and, you know, Aussie fans who follow the EPL to go and watch Chelsea, of course. And, you know, I'm not sure what sort of shape Perth Glory will be in at that stage because, of course, it's the off-season for the Hyundai A-League. And, yeah, look, I'm sort of divided with these visits and it's been a recent phenomenon in the last few years of the EPL giants coming to this country. And I think it's something the FFA really need to get a handle on because I'm not sure what value it brings for the local game apart from the obvious inverted commas. We don't get to see them apart from on the telly. But what are they contributing to the local game? And I know they're not contributing very much at all. They make millions out of their trips to Australia. Mm. I remember Sydney FC playing Tottenham. They also played Arsenal. And I know the figure, I won't say it on air, but it was a paltry sum compared to the amount of money that the EPL giants walked away with. And I think if they're coming here, I think they should come in the right spirit. And I think the FFA has to impose some kind of fee for the local game to benefit from their coming here. Sure. Otherwise, I just see it as you know, an exercise where they're selling their brand. Their brand's already very big.
Yeah.
They're just selling it throughout Asia, in Australia, and the local game really gets, well, pretty much next to nothing.
Yeah, I think it's a good point, Robbie. The only problem is they just go, oh, we can go anywhere else.
That's right.
I mean, you know what I mean? It's a big effort for us to come here. We can go anywhere and make the same amount of money. So,
yeah, that's right. Exactly. Yeah,
it's quite incredible.
But you know, sooner or later, you've got to make a stand for the local game. And you know, if you don't make a stand, it'll never change. And I know they can go anywhere, but Australia is a pretty unique place in respect to the history of, you know, we've always followed, in the old days, the English First Division. Whether you're a league player or an AFL fan, or everyone loves the EPL.
Yeah.
And I think there's some sort of deal that could be made without the clubs. I mean, they'll still make their money, but I think there's got to be something given to the local game, because don't forget, they're playing our clubs as well, our Hyundai A-League clubs, who are out of season.
Yeah.
So they're a bit of a gift to these EPL giants, and I think there's something that could be done.
Yeah.
At least investigated.
Yeah, interesting point. Absolutely. Good on you, Rob. We'll speak tomorrow.
Good on you, Troop.